First, I want to thank all the coworkers who worked so hard to help us plan the picnic yesterday.
首先，我想感谢一下贵教会的同工们，为了昨天的联合团契，有那么辛勤、那么丰富的准备。
And I want to thank all of you who were able to attend. It was a great day.
我也感谢大家所有能够来参加的弟兄姊妹们。昨天天气非常的好，这个非常好的一天。
Everyone really enjoyed the fellowship and also the food.
每个人都充分的享受了这样的团契和食物。
So we're really grateful. Thank you.
所以我们非常的感恩，谢谢你。
I am going on a mission trip in October.
那么我十月份会要去宣教。
I'm going to be visiting Portugal in Europe.
我会去访问欧洲的葡萄牙。
And then I'm visiting a country that I'm not supposed to say the name of in North Africa.
我还会去访问在北非的一个国家由于这个秘密的各个方面原因，我不能说这个国家的名字。
The place where I'm going in North Africa is a very Muslim place.
因为那个国家里有很多的穆斯林。
But we have missionaries and we have a church and Christians there in this country.
但是在那个教会呢，我们有很多的宣教士和教会，还有这个宣道会的同工们。
It's just that our Christians have to be very quiet in this country.
不过在那个国家呢，基督徒必须非常的小心说话，必须保持安静。
And so because of this, oh, thank you. Because of this trip, I'm preaching about mission today.
因为我要进行一个宣教旅程，所以今天我也想讲一讲关于宣教的事情。
But I'm not talking about my mission. I want to talk about Jesus' mission.
但是我讲的不是我的宣教，而是耶稣的宣教。
The last words of a dying person are very important to us.
那么一个人在临终的时候说的最后那些话是非常重要的。
If we know that someone is dying and they speak to us, we listen very carefully to every word they say.
那么我们对临终的人所说的话，我们也会非常的想，非常的在意，会非常认真去听。
Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, as they wrote the Gospels, carefully record every word of Jesus on the cross.
所以这四部福音书都把耶稣在十字架上所说的那几句话都清楚地写在了福音书里面。
But of equal importance are the words that Jesus said after the resurrection.
不过同样重要的是，是耶稣在复活以后对门徒所说的话。
Jesus was dead and now he's alive again.
耶稣死了，但是他现在又复活了。
He appeared to his disciples and they were terrified.
那么他向门徒显现的时候，门徒们都非常的害怕。
Now this is interesting because Jesus told the disciples many times that he would die and on the third day he would rise.
不过这个是很有趣的事情，因为耶稣在死之前就告诉他们，他将来会复活，会出现，会再重新在他们面前显现的。
They listened and they tried to believe, but they really could not understand.
他们当时听了，也许想去相信这个话，但是他们还是不能接受耶稣这样的预言。
So when Jesus appeared alive, they were terrified. They thought he was a ghost.
所以当耶稣活生生的在他面前的时候，他们都吓坏了，还以为是一个鬼魂。
They wanted to be happy and they wanted to believe, but they were afraid.
他们想去相信，他们想高兴，但是他们却充满了恐惧。
The end of the four Gospels and the book of Acts tell us that Jesus appeared several times to the disciples over a period of 40 days.
那么在福音书和在这个在使徒行传里讲过，其实耶稣在他复活以后的四十天内向门徒是显现了很多次。
This passage in the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke is one of those appearances.
这个路加福音二十四章所记的这一次呢，是那么众多显现中的一次。
So I'm going to invite you to do your own Bible study later and study all the things that Jesus said after he was alive again.
所以我鼓励大家在今天崇拜以后去学习一下有关耶稣复活以后向门徒所显现的那些经文和经句。
But there's a theme of every appearance and every time Jesus spoke, he had a common theme.
但是在耶稣众多的显现当中都有个共同的主题。
Every time he appeared to his disciples, he talked about his mission and their mission.
那么他每一次向门徒显现的时候，他讲述的都是他的使命和门徒的使命。
A mission is a purpose that is given to us from someone else that we are to accomplish.
那么使命就是一个人托付给另外一些人的一个任务。
So let's look first at the risen Christ and the things that he said to his disciples.
所以我们先看一看复活的主向他的门徒说了什么。
He said things to calm them down so they could listen to him.
他首先要他们能够安静下来，让他们平静心情，让他们能够听耶稣所讲的。
He often said to them, "Don't stop being afraid."
他们说，不要害怕。
As a matter of fact, the Bible commands us to not be afraid 365 times in one English translation.
在圣经里，神说不要害怕，说这句话呢，在圣经里一共说了365次。
That's one do not be afraid for every day of the year.
所以每天，每一年的每一天，你都可以听到神跟你说不要害怕。
But after that, Jesus always said something about what the disciples were supposed to do.
那么在这个之后呢，耶稣又跟门徒讲了他们应该做的事情。
Do your fears and doubts sometimes keep you from doing the things you think Jesus wants you to do?
有时候怀疑和恐惧会不会让你去做，不敢去做耶稣要你做的事情？
Sometimes all of us struggle to believe the truth.
我们在相信真理这个事情上，我们都有过自己的挣扎。
Jesus has said, "I will never leave you or forsake you."
耶稣说，我不会离开你，也不会抛下你。
Well, that's a great promise, but sometimes we doubt that He's with us.
这是多么美好的一个承诺，可是我们心里有时候却疑惑。
Sometimes a wonderful thing happens. I won a scholarship that paid for 4 years of college.
你说有时候生命中有些很奇妙的事情发生，比如说我一下子得到一笔可以供我4年的这个大学奖学金。
And I couldn't believe it. I thought someone was playing a joke on me.
我开始还不敢相信，我说是不是有个人跟我开玩笑啊？
All I did was record this speech and turn it into a speech contest.
那么我就是把这个东西呢，把这个笑话就当做一个演讲的一个题材。
I only spent 30 minutes on the whole project.
我这整个这个项目我只花了30分钟。
I was only doing this because my English teacher told me I was required to record a speech.
我做这个原因是因为我的英语老师说我必须，我要录这段演讲是因为我这个这是作业所必须的，所布置的。
I thought when she said I won the scholarship that she was making fun of me for not working harder on my homework.
所以当我的老师说你有了一笔奖学金，我以为这个我的老师是开我的玩笑，取笑我是。取笑我这个工作学习没有努力。
Did something ever happen to you that was so good that you couldn't believe it was true?
那么在你们的生活中有没有一些事情发生了以后让你觉得好的难以置信？
The disciples wanted to believe this, but they were struggling.
所以当门徒听到耶稣说这些话，他们真的想去相信，但是他们却很挣扎。
When John wrote about this in his gospel, he said Jesus had to show them his hands with the nail marks in his hands and in his side.
那么在约翰福音里说，当耶稣显现的时候，耶稣不得不向门徒去给他们看他手上的钉痕和脚上的这个钉痕，他们还肋旁的这个枪伤，他们才会相信。
As soon as they believed that it was Jesus, he told them their mission.
那么一旦他们相信以后呢，耶稣就给他们颁布了一个使命。
He said, "I am sending you just as the Father sent me."
耶稣说，我差遣你们就像天父差遣我一样。
I know his disciples were thinking, "Well, God sent you, and you went to a cross."
但是门徒可能会想啊，是啊，天父差遣了你，可是你却上了十字架。
And you told everyone about the truth from God.
而且你把来自于父神的真理都告诉了每一个人。
And they were thinking, you couldn't possibly be sending me to do what God sent you to do.
所以我们怎么能够做天父要你所做的事情呢？
But if you listen to the words of the risen Jesus, that's exactly what he's doing.
但是如果你仔细听听，想一想耶稣的话，分析一下话，这正是耶稣要我们所做的事情。
He's saying to every follower, every disciple, every Christian, you now are on the same mission I'm on.
他对每一个信徒、每一个门徒、每一个跟随者说：“神给我的使命，你们今天也要去执行，也要去做。”
And then Jesus reminded the disciples the way he lived during his years of ministry with them.
那么耶稣也跟他们也要帮他们想起他在这段时间他的这个为人他的生活生命是怎么样的。
In verses 44 to 46, he said, "While I was still with you, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the book of the prophets, and the Psalms had to happen." Then he helped them understand the scriptures. He told them, "The scriptures say the Messiah must suffer, and then 3 days later he will rise from death."
那么四十四到四十六节说，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
When Jesus said that everything written in the law of Moses, that's the first five books of the Old Testament.
那么当耶稣说摩西的律法，他指的是圣经的前五本书。
And then he said everything written in the prophets, that's like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel.
那么当说先知的书，那么就包括圣经里所有先知所写的那些书卷。
And everything written in the Psalms.
还有诗篇上所记的一切。
For someone who understood the Jewish Old Testament, Jesus was saying, everything written in the whole Bible about me has come true.
所以如果你通晓这个旧约圣经的话，你知道圣经里关于耶稣的一切的预言如今都实现了。
There are dozens of predictions, details about the life of Jesus in the Old Testament that were all fulfilled during his life.
那么在旧约圣经里有几十条关于耶稣生命的这个细节、生平的细节的这个预言，在新约、在耶稣的一生里都实现了。
These predictions about the life of Jesus were made 400 to 600 years before the first Christmas morning.
那么这些预言呢，关于耶稣的预言，实际上在耶稣诞生的前400年到600年之前就做出了。
Some statistician tried to decide what are the statistical odds that dozens of predictions made hundreds of years in advance could come true.
所以有一些统计学家就算了一算，那么这么几十条关于耶稣的预言，四百年前到六百年前所做的预言，在耶稣身上能够实现，这个概率是多大？
He said that the factor is 1 in 10 to the 17th power.
那么这个概率呢是十的十七次方分之一。
That's a number so big I can't even imagine it.
这个数字对我来说实在是太大了。
Jesus is saying that he lived a miraculous life.
所以耶稣说他的生命是充满了奇迹的生命。
Predictions about where he would be born and what his name would be and everything about his life miraculously came true.
所以关于他比如说他的叫什么名字，他的出生的地点在哪里，一切都在像奇迹般的已经应验了。
Maybe you're thinking, well, what does that have to do with me?
但是你又说那跟我有什么关系呢？
Why is that important for my life?
为什么耶稣这些预言跟我的生命，对我说生命是很重要的呢？
It's important for my life because Jesus knows more about my purpose on this planet than I do.
这个的确很重要，因为我在这个世界上的使命是什么，耶稣其实比我更加清楚。
When people are always asking you when you're a teenager, what do you want to do with your life?
大家如果你在青年的时候有没有人问过你，你长大以后想做什么？
Where are you going to school? What will you major in?
你将来想去哪个学校？你想你的专业想修什么
？And the most honest answer is usually I don't know.
一般来说是说我不知道。
That's actually a pretty good answer.
不过这个回答倒是挺不错的。
A person should always ask God, "What should I do with the life you gave me?"
一个人其实应该更应该问的是跟问上帝，主啊，你要。如何使用？你要我如何使用我的生命？
When I decide based on the little bit I know how to spend my life, I often get it wrong.
如果我自己想为自己的生命做主的时候，其实往往结果是我做的一塌糊涂，错的一塌糊涂。
Jesus is telling his disciples, "I am the fulfillment of thousands of years of history."
所以耶稣对门徒说：“你看，关于我的话，那么在。”这么多年之后都应验了。
He's saying, "I am God the Son."
所以我就是神，我是圣子。
And now, as God and your friend who loves you, I'm going to tell you the purpose of your life.
所以现在作为一位神，作为一个爱你们的朋友，我现在要告诉你们，你们的生命的目的，你们的生命的意义是什么。
There isn't a human who's ever been born who's smart enough to disagree with him.
那么世界上没有一个人能够他的智慧能够超过耶稣。
So we need to listen very carefully when Jesus tells us what our mission is.
所以当耶稣告诉我们我们的使命是什么时候，我们真的应该仔细认真的听。
So now listen with me as Jesus shares his mission with you and me.
所以我们现在来看看耶稣是如何讲关于我们的使命。
Verses 45 to 48 say, Then he helped them understand the scriptures. He told them, The scriptures say the Messiah must suffer. Then 3 days later, he will rise from death. They also say that all people of every nation must be told in my name to turn to God in order to be forgiven. So, beginning in Jerusalem, you must tell everything that has happened.
45节到48节说，于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能够明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
Jesus is saying that every Christian, every follower of Jesus in every generation is going to be a kind of missionary.
所以耶稣实际上说的就是说，每一个跟随耶稣的人，每一个信徒人，你每一个信徒都应该是一个宣教士。
Jesus is saying that every true church, like this church, is on a mission, and its mission is to tell everyone in all the world about Him.
所以教会的使命就像我们的教会一样，如果我们是真正的教会，我们的一个使命就是向众人来宣讲耶稣。
We get distracted doing a lot of other good things. We get distracted doing good things.
有的很多时候我们想做好事，可是我们被很多很多其他的东西呢给分心了。
It's good and important to feed people who are hungry.
不错啊，去帮助那些饥饿的人，让他们能够得到温饱，这的确是很应该做的事情。
It's good to take medicine to people who are ill and dying.
给那些生命垂危的人，给他们医药，给他们治疗，这也是很好的事情。
Some of those killed in West Africa this week, one is a Christian and Missionary Alliance pastor like I am.
那么这个星期在西非一位殉道的一位宣教士呢，他也是属于宣道会系统，就跟我一样。
He was doing Ebola prevention education in the country of Guinea.
那么他当时在那个国家是做一些教育的工作。
This is a great thing to do.
所以宣教是一个很好、很重要的事情要做。
But he was also telling people about Jesus.
那么这当然，这个对不起，就这个教育去教学是很好，但是更重要的事情是向众人讲，来传讲耶稣。
So these other good things that we do, those are our methods.But those aren't our mission.
所以这些像医疗啊，这个教育啊，都是宣教的一个方式，一个手段。
We go with the love of God for people, and we tell them about the love of God in Jesus.
因着神对我们的爱，我们向众人讲耶稣对他们的爱。
Being a missionary is physically demanding, inconvenient, and expensive.
当然，去宣教的确。在身体上，在这个很多方面都会可能会带来一些不便。
All humans want to care about me and my family and our health and just about ourselves.
因为我们每个人想的，首先可能想都是我自己的事情，比如说我的家庭、我的健康啊，一切都是关于我，从我自己先开始。
But Jesus selflessly gave himself to people. In this passage, he was feeding hungry people.Helping people who needed encouragement, but he was also telling them about the love of God and forgiveness.
耶稣呢，他的一生当然也治了很多人，也是很多人能够吃饱。但是他做的更重要的事，是对世人讲天父对他们的爱。
So Jesus is saying, "Okay, now we're going to tell everyone in every country, in every language, in every culture about the good news."
所以耶稣说。你们现在要向万邦万族万民所说的就是福音。
how in the world is he going to accomplish this?
那么如何才能实现这个目标呢？
I'm going to read from three different appearances of Jesus after his resurrection.
那么接下来我很想讲讲耶稣在复活以后三次显现的事情来阐述这个道理。
Listen to the word that is a common word to every appearance.
那么这耶稣讲的话是对所有的人都适用的话。
He said, you are my witnesses of these things. You shall be my witnesses. And he said, you go make disciples of all nations.
耶稣说，你们要做我的见证人，你们要为这所有的事情做见证，而且你们还要在万民中去为我做门徒。
So the common word is you.
所以这儿一个共同的词就是你们，你们要去做这些事情。
And he didn't say just a few of you.
他并不是讲说你们中的某些人。
He didn't say the best of you.
也不是讲你们中间最好的人。
He said all of you.
他讲的是所有的人。
Well, some of us will go to another country or another culture and tell people about Jesus.
不错，有些人可能他们会跨过文化，跨过地域去讲耶稣的福音。
And others will pray for people who go and give money so they can go.
那么另外一些人会为这些宣教士祷告，为他们做金钱的方面这个支持，所以让他们能够去宣教。
But this is the purpose of every follower of Jesus Christ.
但是不论怎么样，我们门徒的，我们每一个信徒都有一个目的，有一个生命的意义。
I'll talk about a false dichotomy. I hope there's a word for that in Chinese.
I will try. 那么在其实有一种错误的一种一分为二的这种观点，我要跟大家讲一讲。
A false dichotomy is when I tell you two extreme things. It's either A or it's B, but never could it be both.
那么错误的一分为二就是说，这个事情要么是 A， 要么就是 B， 但是不可能既是 A 又是 B。
And I've had people say, "Oh, either you're a missionary or you're not."
所以呢，如果你用这种错误的一分为二的方法，你就说我要么是个宣教士，要么就不是宣教士。
And my answer is, well, either if I'm a Christian, I'm a missionary.
但是我对这些问题的这些人的回答是说，如果你是基督徒的话，你就是一个宣教士。
So the question is, am I a Christian or not?
所以问题不是说你是不是宣教士，而是你是不是基督徒。
Because Jesus called all of us to do whatever we can, whether it's a little or a lot, to take the message of the gospel to every country, every nation.
因为耶稣要我们做的是向万族万民讲他的福音，不管我们做的是多大还是多小。
He said, "You will be my witness."
他讲，你是我，你们是我的见证人。
The English word "witness" comes from the same Greek word. The word "martyr" comes from.
其实见证这个词的希腊原文是跟殉道有关系的。
Jesus said in Matthew 10, unless you're willing to take up your cross and come with me, you're not fit to be my disciples.
那么在马太福音十章三十八节，耶稣说，不背他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
He said in Matthew chapter 16 to his disciples, if any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourself, you must take up your cross and follow me.
在马太福音十六章，耶稣这么说，若要有人来跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Jesus gave himself as a sacrifice so other people could know about the love of God.
耶稣把自己的生命都奉献了，让所有的人能够知道神的爱。
So I need to forget about what other people expect of me, or even always not necessarily what I want for myself, and think about what does God want for my life.
所以我们要做的是，你不要去管别人对你的生命怎么想，也甚至不要想自己对生命的打算是什么，你要想神对你的生命的期望是什么。
Remember, Jesus loves you and he loves me. He's inviting us to be part of an exciting, purposeful life.
耶稣爱你，他也爱我们，他希望我们都能够在他的这个使命中能够活出生命的意义和价值。
When I invite people to come follow Jesus and be missionaries, sometimes they're very afraid.
当我去邀请一些人来参加这个宣教的时候，有些人他们很害怕，很紧张。
And I tell them this is a great life; it's never boring.
但是我跟他们说，这个是个很好的一个经历，一点都不枯燥，一点都不乏味的。
It's about loving other people and not necessarily about what I want or me.
因为宣教是宣教是实际上做的就是什么？就是你爱众人，你才会宣教。所以这个宣教不是关于你自己，不是一个自私的一个目的。
No matter how hard I try, I can't make myself happy.
我不管怎么努力，我也不可能让自己变得很快乐。
But sometimes, if I work for other people, I can make them happy.
但是如果我去为别人工作的时候，我可以使别人快乐。
If I can share the love of God and see someone's life changed forever, that's the best thing that could ever happen.
如果我能够使别人的生命得到改变，那么就是我这一生中能够做到最好的一个成就。
So, today at church, I don't want to just change your behavior.
那么今天呢，我教会里，我并不是让大家马上就改变你们的行为。
People always say, "What does the pastor want?" He wants money.
圣经教会里说，牧师要什么呀？哎，牧师就是要钱吧。
I don't just want your money.
我并不要你们的钱。
What did he wanted to change our minds. He wanted to change the way we think.
有的人说啊，牧师是想改变我们的想法，改变我们的思维方式。
I don't want to just change the way you think.
我并不想改变你们的思维方式。
I want Jesus to change who you are.
我想让耶稣来改变你们。
When you think of who am I want you to think I am a missionary sent by God.
当下一次你想想你的是什么身份的时候，你可以对自己说，你是神所差派的宣教士。
Jesus said, as the Father sent me, so I am sending you.
耶稣说，就像父差遣了我，我也差遣你们。
I want your self-image.To be, I am sent by God to change the world.
我希望大家，你的自我形象是，你就是一个神所差遣的人。
Isn't that a lot more exciting than what you had in mind?
这难道不比你自己的一些想法、你的计划更让人激动人心吗？
All of us are part of God's plan to change the entire world in the name of Jesus.
我们每一个人都在神的计划中，奉耶稣的名来改变这个世界。
When you forget who you are in Christ, I want you to look at three things.
如果你忘记了你在耶稣里的身份，那么我希望你能够记住三件事。
First, look at the risen Christ.
首先，你看一看复活的主。
He can defeat anything. He can even defeat death.
主能够战胜一切，甚至能够战胜死亡。
He can make a promise. Even I'll die and 3 days later I'll rise to life and he can keep his promise.
他能够做出三天后复活了这样的伟大的承诺。
If Jesus said you can be his witness, you can be his witness.
如果耶稣说你可以为他做见证的话，那你就可以为他做见证。
Then I want you to look at the life of Jesus that he lived in the four Gospels in the New Testament.
第二个大家可以看的是耶稣他的一生。
Look at how he loved people that no one else would touch.
你看看他是多么的爱众人，爱那些人们都不敢去碰、不敢去摸的那些所谓的渣子、社会的底层的人。
He held the little children on his lap and he said, "Let the little children come to me."
他甚至把小孩抱到他的怀中，说让小孩子到我这里来。
He touched the leper with the incurable disease and he made him well.
他把手放在一个瘫痪多年的人身上，让他的病能够治好。
He wasn't even afraid of death. He touched the dead people and made them alive.
他甚至去碰那些已经死了人，让他们能够从死里复活。
When you look at your purpose is like the purpose of Jesus.
所以你生命的目的跟耶稣的目的是一样的。
Everywhere he went, in this passage, he told people about the good news of God's love in Christ.
耶稣不论走到哪里，给大家讲，给人们讲的都是神的爱。
Finally, I want you to look at Jesus' mission that he talked about every time he appeared after his resurrection.
那么第三个，我希望大家能够经常去查考的就是耶稣颁布我们的使命。
Remember, when you think about yourself, Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses."
当你下一次总是想自己的时候，你想想耶稣说的话，说你要为我做见证。
You don't ever have to pray, should I be a missionary?
你甚至不要祷告说，我要不要成为一位宣教士啊？
You're already a missionary.
你已经就是宣教士。
Ask God how in little ways you can share his love with other people.
向神求我如何在生活的点滴上与别人分享神的爱。
And then you can tell them about everything that Jesus did for you.
你也可以跟他们讲耶稣在你的生命中所经历的一切。
We're going to finish with a wonderful meeting I had with my next door neighbor.
我在这个讲道结束，可以跟大家分享一下我跟邻居一次这个会面讲的一个故事。
I was mowing the lawn and sweating, and I looked awful, terrible.
那么有一天呢，我就在那儿割草，割的是汗流浃背，非常累。
And I saw a new person next door, and she's Chinese, and I said, "Ni hao."
那我看到我的邻居呢，有一个新的邻居，那么他看上是个中国人，我就跟他说，你好。
And she laughed at me and said, "Ni hao."
那么他也很高兴的回答说，你好，笑了。
And then she started to talk to me really fast in Chinese.
然后她接着用中文跟我说了一大堆的话。
And I said,
我说没办法，听不懂。
耶稣爱你。
耶稣爱你。
See, because I'm a missionary, and that's all I know.
是，你看，因为我是宣教士，我这是我用中文能够唯一说的话，就是耶稣爱你。
And I think she said, Sir, 耶稣，耶稣。
我好像，她也好像也说耶稣，耶稣。
So that's she showed me pictures on her phone of all of her children.
那么她呢，把她这个照片上的孩子的照片给我看。
And I showed her pictures on my phone of all my children.
我也把我这个手机上的这个孩子的照片，我所有的孩子照片给她看。
And we talked for 15 minutes.
我们讲了十五分钟。
I still don't know what she said.
我还是听不懂她讲了什么。
But I have an idea that she knows something about Jesus.
但是我猜想她可能听说过耶稣。
So Monday, tomorrow, when I hope to see her again, and I'm taking a bulletin, I'm going to invite her to church.
所以呢，明天星期一的呢，我想把这个教会的周报给她一张，邀请她到教会来。
And then you can be my witnesses.
那么那个时候，请大家做耶稣的见证。
And you can tell her about the love of God in Jesus.
请大家向他来见证耶稣在你生命中的爱。
And I pray then God can give her a new life.
我也希望耶稣神能给他一个新的生命。
So you will be my witnesses.
所以你们就是我的见证。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, thank you for loving us in Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你在耶稣里面爱我们。
Thank you for having a better idea for the purpose of our lives than we do.
感谢你对我们的生命有比一个我们更加了解的程度。
Help us to change our identity so that it matches our mission from you.
让我们改变我们的身份，让我们与你的这个宣召的使命相称。
When we think of ourselves, help us to think, Jesus is sending me like the Father sent Jesus.
当我们思考我们的使命的时候，我们的身份的时候，想想耶稣是差派了我们。
I am a selfless person with a mission of life to people around me.
我是一个自己，我是一个完全可以不看重自己，而只看重耶稣如何用我来改变我周围的人。
Father, show me how I can encourage people who reach around the world with the message of Jesus.
主啊，让我能够帮助我，使我能够向世界上众人，世界上所有人能够。能够传讲耶稣的爱。
Show me how I can begin here where I live. You said the disciples should begin in Jerusalem.
也帮助我们在我们所生活的地方能够把神的爱传出去，因为我们的使命是从耶路撒冷开始。
Father, fulfill your mission through us, we pray.
主啊，我们祷告祈求你在我们的身上能够实现你的使命。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。